Are you tired of undercharging, over-delivering, and overworking? Well, I have some good news for you. I put together a free course for women web designers who want to make more money without overworking. Just go to webdesigneracademy.com/free course or click on the link in the show notes of this episode to get instant access. And since you love podcasts, when you sign up, you'll have the option to get the entire free course instantly in a podcast feed so that you can listen on the go. So if it feels like you've been working 24/7, but not making as much as you want, go get that free course right now at webdesigneracademy.com/free course. Welcome to The Profitable Web Designer, a podcast for web designers who want to work less and make more money. I'm your host, Shannon Mattern, founder of the Web Designer Academy, where we've helped hundreds of web designers stop undercharging, overworking, and create profitable, sustainable web design businesses. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Profitable Web Designer Podcast. And today I am bringing you a guest that I was introduced to by one of our Web Designer Academy students. And her name is Lauren Page, and she is a transformational business and mindset coach. And I'm so excited to talk to her today because you guys know I'm all about all things mindset and how your thoughts create your feelings and your actions and your results. So Lauren, thank you so much for being here. Can you share a little bit more with our audience about who you are and what you do?
Yeah, I'm thrilled to be here. And it's funny, I was combing through your page and I was like, oh my gosh, Shannon's an incredible teacher of all things strategy, like all the like how to do systems, how to teach, how to get people to move the needle forward. And so I'm excited about our combo because I'll kind of bring in the other piece of it, the mindset piece, the like, okay, I'm doing all the things Shannon's telling me to do. And like, what's the missing secret sauce? But a little bit about me, I guess the long story short, for the past decade, I have built a couple billion businesses. So I really like to say my superpower is resiliency. I opened up a Pilates and bar nutrition studio in Charleston, South Carolina when I was 25 years old. And I just didn't know any better. Like I didn't know that that was a big undertaking. I feel really blessed with, when you're going to a new business endeavor, and I think you can kind of relate to this too, you just say yes and hope for the best and you figure it out along the way. So over the course of those 4 years that I had the studio, I learned the ins and outs of how to build community and how to build profitability within a brick and mortar setting. I sold it at 29 to move to San Diego, California. The other piece of my story is I grew up with very little. Like we grew up very, very low income. So when someone offered me over six figures for my brick and mortar, I thought I had Oprah money. Like I thought this was going to last me till the end of time. We moved to a very expensive city. I was married at the time. Sadly, my then husband had a lot of mental health, a lot of addiction issues that just became like this big implosion in our so-called perfect life. And I think we all kind of have that moment somewhere in our, anywhere from our late 20s to late 30s, where you're like, oh gosh, this is not what I thought it was going to be. Or you have that dark night of the soul, that big rock bottom moment. And that was it for me. So over the course of that year that we were getting our footing underneath us in San Diego, the money very quickly ran out. We were struggling with infertility. We were struggling with his unemployment and everything just bottomed out. So I switched gears. I went all in on a network marketing company, which I was like, I don't even know how to do sales. Is this one of those pyramid scheme things? Like I never said I was going to be a Tupperware lady. So it was interesting though. It was very much in alignment with what I was doing in the wellness world with fitness and nutrition. And then same kind of mentality, that beginner's mentality that I had when I opened my studio was, I'm just going to look for the people that are doing this really, really well and learn everything that I can. And this is why I'm such a big believer in like the work that you do when people are putting out, whether it's courses or mentorship or a therapist, like there are people in the world that have gotten to where you want to go. So like save yourself some time, go do the course, save yourself some heartache. And fortunately, I did really well with that business. I built it up over the next 4 to 5 years. And then I met my now partner, and we have a set of 2-year-old twins. And so life just kind of all sorted itself out along the way. And the interesting thing is, though, this past couple of years, I didn't think I was going to be a life coach. I just got certified so that I could help my current clients and help my sales team get better at what they were doing. I just thought it would be an asset to be able to offer them. And as soon as I started really building my private practice, I was like, oh, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So that's the journey, if you will.
That is fascinating that it all led you to the point where you're like, oh, wait, this life coaching process, this, you know, what I learned in this, this is everything. So can you tell me more about what was the realization that you had, like, about the life coaching that made you understand that this is what you were supposed to be doing?
Yeah, I would say it's twofold, both my personal experience and then like in the professional world. So personally, you know, it was interesting. And I think, like, obviously if there's people listening to your podcast, they're savvy gals. They're probably listening to podcasts, reading some personal development books. And I kind of hit a point in my journey where I was like, okay, like, I've done years of personal development. I've gone to a lot of seminars. I've walked across the fire with Tony Robbins. Like, I've done all of that. I had some like deep-seated trauma. I had lost my mom unexpectedly. And I was like, I kind of need a therapist, but I need something that's a little bit more than that and a little bit more than like a self-help book. So that's where I was really blessed to be introduced to the coach that I ultimately got certified with. And she combined a lot of Byron Katie's work and really bringing both in strategy and somatics. So both the, like, how do we do the thought work? And then also, okay, if that's not moving the needle, there's probably something stuck in our body that's repressed or in our subconscious. So that was my personal experience where I was like, okay, this is the thing that's working. And then professionally, I think, you know, I had been doing it for so long in the fitness world that it just took that little like leap of faith to be like, I related to your story as well, I can get out of imposter syndrome and do this in a bigger way. And also, like, in the nutrition world and fitness world, you know, there's a reason it's a billion-dollar industry. There's a reason why people keep trying the next diet, the next fitness fad, because they haven't switched the mental game that goes along with it.
I think that that is so relatable to the online business space or the service provider space too, because what we see is people jumping from course to course to course to course to course, searching for the magic solution or the magic answer that is outside of they think is somewhere out there. And really, like, probably all of us are teaching very similar things. It's not rocket science what we do here in the Web Designer Academy. But there is a reason why you aren't implementing the strategy, or you're backing off or hiding or whatever, all of the things that we see our students, whether they work with us, whether they're in our program or they're preventing themselves from even joining our program and getting the help that they need, we see them do. So I'm so excited to talk to you about this piece, because, like, what is it that, well, you're a transformational business and mindset coach. So how do you help people get out of the strategy and into that?
Right. So let's just take someone like very similar to your audience. Let's say they're coming, they're like, I want to move the needle forward in my web design business. What we're going to do is we get on a call. We really actually look at things outside of their business. I want to know, like, what their home life looks like, what their finances look like. Usually finances are sticky. That's always the piece that people are like, I think the biggest mistake I see with new business owners in that stage is that they put so much pressure on their budding business to pay the bills, to match their prior career. And, you know, I like to think of, if you're starting a new business, it's just like having a baby. You cannot expect a newborn to get up and start walking across the room. Just like you can't expect your business to start producing 10K months on like month 6. So what I like to do with my new business owners, or even people who are in a rut, same kind of parallel mindset stuff that's going on where they can't get to the next thing is like, we have to build on what's already working. So maybe it is, you literally need to just sign up for the Web Design Academy. Like that's step one. You need to, and then what I really think, if we're just going to be general, and then I'll bring it in a little bit closer. Generally speaking, what gets people results is easy programming, which I'm sure your modules are set up that way. It's like follow module one, module two, module three, and then the accountability piece. And I get it. There are people that are in all different stages of their finances that maybe you really can, if you are a self-starter and like type A, no distractions, no kids running around in the background, no other jobs, you probably could get by with a lot on like a free Facebook community if you found something like that. But generally speaking, we need a little bit more buy-in. We need to either be part of, like, in your case, a membership program, or if you are able to stretch yourself financially, like getting that one-on-one coach. It's just like having a personal trainer. Like, you're like, well, shoot, if I show up, that's money down the drain. I better show up to my session. So that's the big picture. But then in terms of like when you're actually in there, how to get over that rut is, and this is also, I want to call like a little bit of BS on our industry, because in the world of like entrepreneurship and personal growth, it's like shoot for the moon and you'll land amongst the stars. Set these big goals for yourself. And I'm a big believer in have the big, beautiful vision, 100%, whether you've got your vision board up, you read it every morning, whatever the thing is. But then for your actual tangible goals, our brains will only get on board with about 50% more input than we've already put out. So for example, if you've made $50,000 in your freelance web design business, then the next year, your brain will pretty much get on board with about 75K. It's not, if you're like, this is the year I make 150. Your brain's like, all right. And then what happens is we get super discouraged because it's not happening. Whereas if we could just get excited about like going from 50 to 57 or getting from 50 to 64, like your compound effect of how quickly your income will grow is going to be so much smoother, less hits on the nervous system, than I hope I make 150. And then you spend all of January and February beating yourself up, like Googling other careers you could possibly be doing that is going to somehow make that money up front. And so I just like to say, you've got to build on the wins.
That is so fascinating to hear that, because I think the other thing that I see people do is they want to go from 50 to 150 and then they just hustle themselves into the ground. Yeah. And they look at like, well, if it's this hard, it's not possible. Right. And that's what I see them do. And so I love what you're saying is like, take smaller bites out of this goal, because you'll get there faster than if you try to get there all in one gulp and tomorrow.
Yeah. That was a big thing for me. And I think, you know, you probably attract a lot of high achieving women as well, where when I was in that direct sales business, I mean, you're literally in a business model that is like, go, go, go. I would never shut off. I never, ever, ever stopped working. I had a pretty serious like stimulant problem because of it and the whole thing. And so when I detoxed off of all of that, the thing that I'm most proud of this past year in 2023 was, it probably wasn't my highest revenue year. I mean, I still like my thing was like no matter what, six figures. So that was there. But my biggest flex, if you will, from last year is that I only worked 20 hours a week. That was my thing.
Dream, right? Yeah, I mean, what are we doing this for?
Yeah, I have babies. So
yeah,
I got really clear on this is what I'm willing to work this year. And there's got to be a mindset flip or switch that it's possible to still earn what I want to earn while staying home half the time.
Yeah. So tell me about that. When you say mindset flip switch, like how do you walk yourself through that?
Yeah. And I heard you say some key words. So you may have taught your crew this in terms of, you know, your thoughts become your feelings and your actions. I do this every morning. I call it brain flossing. There's a lot of different like coaching schools that call it different things, whether it's like Byron Katie or the Life Coach School, they call it the model. But I write out the very simple acronym, CTFAR, which is your circumstance, your thoughts, your feelings, your actions, and your results. And the reason, and I do that first thing because it dictates what I'm going to do for the day. So what that actually breaks down to is the circumstance. So if we just take my example from last year, my circumstance, which can be a goal, your circumstance should be very neutral, very just like stating the facts. There should be, it's not subjective. It's like today the weather is 69 degrees. So my objective goal from last year was I would like to clear six figures while working part-time hours. Very neutral. Now, if we go to the thoughts that I could have on that on any given day, most days our brains 80% of the time are going to feed us something negative. So of course it's going to say, there's no way that's possible. You're lazy. You should be working more. Or conversely, you should be home with your kids and like that. That kind of money is not available. So on any given day, it's going to feed me something different. So in my little, and I just like jot this down on a piece of notebook paper and call it a day. So then on the T line, maybe I just say, that's impossible. Now, when I think that thought, it's going to produce an emotional charge in my body. So now all of a sudden, whatever the feeling is, let's just say that brings up, if I think that's not possible, it brings up in me, because I'm more of like an avoidant attacher. I'm not an anxious person. I mean, it's just resigned. It's like, well, that's not happening. I'm just resigned. Forget it. It's silly for me to even feel that way. And so then that, those two pieces right there, it's just simply one thought causes the chain reaction of your whole rest of your day. And so it's going to have you either doing things or not doing things. It's going to have you, in that case, if I truly believe that, then I'm probably not going to be very active in my marketing. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll put like three social media posts up a week, like they tell me I'm supposed to, but they're going to be like pretty boring and bland and like kind of a muddled version of what else I saw like inspiring on Instagram. It probably means I'm not really going to follow up with my prospects. Or if I do, it's like, hey, do you want to join my thing? And then so on. So it always reinforces, like your results will 100% of the time always reinforce whatever the thought is. But the cool thing is you get to just choose a new thought. And this sounds like so simple, but this is exactly what I did every day in my own personal practice. So let's just say, and maybe if your thought is so heavily rooted in that's impossible, you can't just rah-rah yourself and say like, yeah, girl, I got this. Like, cause your brain will be like, I'm not buying it. So I like to tell my clients that are like really stuck in it, like use a bridge thought. I'm willing to believe that it's possible, or it's possible for others. It could be possible for me. So finding like a little bridge for your brain to get on board with. So now if I think, huh, like I've seen it for others, it could be true for me too. Now all of a sudden the feeling that invokes, it's not like, once again, the feeling isn't like, oh my gosh, I'm elated. I'm going to be so successful. Now all of a sudden it's just like curious or open. And from that space, now my actions are kind of like curious and open. Now my actions are, all right, when, as a mama of toddlers, like the time for me to best write social media posts is at 5 a.m. when my house is completely dark and no one is like asking me for a snack. Personally, I have like complete sensory overload and trying to work around my children does not work. So that I'm going to be really mindful about going to bed early enough to do that. I am not just going to like go through a cold list of marketing, but what I might do is I might look at Instagram, see who's watching my stories. This is kind of a woo-woo thing, but I truly like look at their profile picture and see if we can somehow connect, like, so they are an actual person on the other side of the screen. And so I scroll through and I'm like, oh, you know, I talked to her about 6 months ago. This might actually, my program that I'm offering right now might actually be a good fit for her. And I can shoot her a little voice memo so she gets to hear me. We get to have a conversation about it. And then if we look at our results line, so if we go back to our CTFAR, our results, now all of a sudden it's like, it's possible for that to come to fruition. The other thing that's nice about it is that I feel like in entrepreneurship, people live in one of two buckets or on any given day. It's either I have so much to do, or in entrepreneurship, it's also like, no one's done, like, what am I supposed to do? Like, what is actually going to move the needle forward? So in that case, I like that in my action line, it has prompted my brain to give me the three smartest things that I can do for the day that's going to move the needle forward.
That is so good. I definitely talk about the CTFAR in our program. So, and I talk about it a little bit on the podcast. We call it mind trash makeovers around here. So we talk about how like on the, you have like mind trashy thoughts and you need to like make them over into thoughts that are going to like create wanted results. But so as you're saying all of this, I'm like, oh, you put your goal in the at the top and mm-hmm. not at the bottom as the result. And that is fascinating to me because that's always been like the tricky part to me. I'm like, okay, so anyway, no, that just like blew my mind. I'm like, okay, so the goal, I'm trying to articulate like why this blew my mind. So you put the goal in the circumstance line, mm-hmm. not the results, so that you are then like, oh, here's this thing I want to accomplish. What are my thoughts about that?
Yep.
I'm either going to take actions towards that or not towards that based on my thoughts. And the result is I'm either closer to this or farther away.
Yeah. What I have found, I see how you're working it. I'm like, ooh, that would work too. I think why I do it this way is because your result will always confirm the T line.
And it always has to be about you.
Mm-hmm.
So, sorry, we're getting too far into the weeds for this podcast episode. On this, but I'm just like, that just broke my brain a little bit because I'm like, oh, because if the result always like reflects the thought or proves the thought true,
correct,
then it can never be true until it happens. And so therefore, like it doesn't work if you're waiting for the goal to happen.
Exactly.
And so you're just like, well, it's still not here yet. It's still not here yet. And that's another thought that then like just drains your mental, emotional capacity. But if you put what you want to be the thing that you're thinking about, then every day you're just getting closer and closer to that instead of feeling like you're not making progress because it hasn't shown up in your result line yet.
Right. And the cool thing is, like, let's just say for your clients, like maybe they have in their goal, I want to have a 10K month. So there's going to be some days where their thoughts are like,
I'm running out of time.
Right. I'm running out of time. Or maybe they have a networking event on the to go to. So now, like, not to say that their social media marketing doesn't matter, but right now their main focus is like how they're going to show up at this in-person networking event. So what if their thought, like the goal is always the same, but the thought could be like, oh, I never meet anybody at these things. This isn't my demographic. And so then you can work it that way. So it changes every day. There's some days that it like relates to my marketing. There's some days where I'm like, my kids need me and I don't have time to get out my email funnel and bowl, like, you know, whatever the thing is.
Ah, that is so good. I'm just so like, yeah, okay, you're just like, I don't know. Like I said, broke my brain in the best way about, because let me say this. I got some coaching yesterday from my coach who also like, you know, uses the model as the basis for coaching. And so I like had set these sales goals for 2023 that I did not reach. And so my thought about that was like, oh, there must be like, how do I explain this? My thought was like, well, because I'm not like beating myself up about this, I must be letting myself off the hook or something. And so I shy away from setting goals like what you said, clear six figures with part-time hours, because I'm like, I feel like they're not in my control.
Okay. I want to add a little piece to this. This is something that I got coaching on a year ago that broke my brain. Because especially, you know, as entrepreneurs, we're always setting monetary goals. We're always like, in 30 days, I want to, at the end of the month, at the end of the quarter. And what typically happens, let's go back to our little 10K example. I want to make 10K by the end of January. We wake up February 1st, we've made $8,200. We feel like we suck at life. And so typically what happens is then like the next week or so we wallow. Like there's so much downtime. There's so much like, once again, you're like, do I run off and join a monastery? Like any other career option out there. And so if we can just say, keep going, what if it takes you 5 weeks instead of 4 weeks to get to 10K? Like that's not that big of a deal. So whenever, and I work with a lot of people in sales, it's the same thing. It's like, oh man, I didn't get my sales. So it's like, okay, well, maybe you now know it's just feedback that it takes you 6 weeks to hit those goals. So let's repeat it next time and see if it can take you 5 weeks and then 4 weeks to hit those goals. But in the meantime, it's not that big of a deal if it takes you an extra week, a month, a year for that matter, if it's like a really big meaty goal. You're still tracking. And so the kind of speaking to what you were saying of like, the flip side that I hear people say is like, well, does that mean it's like, okay, if I don't hit my goals? I say we play full out till the end of the month. Like you want your head to go on the pillow every night knowing you did everything you possibly could without burnout. That's why we do our three like inspired action items of the day. And then after that, like, you know that you have done everything, we play full out. And if it doesn't happen, then we address it then. Like then you keep going at that point.
That is the shift that I've needed to make.
Yeah.
With goal setting, because it's not about did I do it or I didn't do it. It's about what is there to learn from what I did do and the result right. that I got. And is it that there was something more or different I could have done that I would like to try for next time, like you said, to shorten the timeline or to whatever? Yeah. Or is it that like, truly, like, this was an unrealistic guess on the timeline or whatever. It's like, what else could be true? What do I want to test for next time versus this is impossible? I just shouldn't set goals. I should right. just do the things and see what happens and not set a goal so that I don't beat myself up when I don't reach it.
Totally. No. And like, please know this is all like preaching to the choir for myself. Like if I had my heart, I'm going to sit it out quite a few times.
Oh my gosh. So I'm normal.
Yeah.
So I'm normal. Yes. Amazing. So no, also, that is like, so fascinating
for your audience to hear, because, you know, I think so often they look and they're like, well, she's got it all together. She's so successful. She's built this company and like, even you at the end of 23 were like, oh, I'm feeling less than about my money stuff.
Oh, for sure. Yes, because I think that there was this piece, and I'm so curious what you think about this, is when you've achieved a certain level of success, I had what I now realize to be some false thinking or whatever that like, oh, I have reached this level. I will stay here always mm-hmm. and I will just grow from here. And I experienced a decline in 2023, as did a lot of business owners. But at the time, I was like, my reaction to it, my nervous system and my thoughts and all of the things was just like, Chicken Little, the sky is falling.
Right. Yes.
Which, when you run that through circumstance, thought, feeling, action, result, compounds the problem. Yeah. And I'm like watching myself do this and like not quite able to pull myself out of it. And I did ultimately pull myself out of it. But like this thought that like, because I reached this goal, then I will always reach this goal, always yes. forever going forward from now.
Yeah. On. This is my new baseline.
So, yeah. My new baseline. I don't have to do anything to maintain this. I'm just here and that's it.
Yeah, I think that there's like, not to be too esoteric about it, I think there's some years where we grow and there's some years our businesses grow and there's some years that we personally grow.
Yes. I was like, 2023 was a growth year for me in all the ways I needed to grow beyond my baseline, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. And so what I would encourage your audience is that exactly what you're saying. I think what happens in hard times is it's kind of cliche, but it's like we either lean in or we lean out. If you are in a season of your business where all of a sudden you're experiencing like the decline or a rut or any of these types of things, the best thing you can do is like to lean into personal growth, to lean into working with a coach, a therapist, to go all in on read some books, whatever the thing is. If you can do that, you will come back 1000% stronger. I see it every time. It's like we are able to trust ourselves. You're not just sitting on your couch eating Doritos, watching Netflix for the majority of your time. And I don't think the people that are listening would fall into that category, but that's where so often if people are experiencing multiple years of hardship, a lot of times it's because they're not doing the work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you work with your clients in this capacity of like helping them figure out what their goals are and then leading them through a process to create that and to make it happen. So can you tell me more? I mean, we started with like the big picture and you kind of dig in and then this is the process. Yeah. But like, what does that process look like when you work with someone?
Yeah. You know, I'm a big believer. It's so funny. We're in, and you're probably going to be like, shame on you because you probably are so much better at marketing branding. But we, you know, it's very, very important right now that you niche your business. And I just can't do it. You know, people say like, oh, I'm a general life coach because I think how we do one thing is how we do everything. I can't help you with your revenue goals if you're not taking care of yourself because you're going to burn out. Or I can't like be the co-conspirator to like, go live your joy, go travel the world. But yet like, this is the year you also told me you wanted to pay off your debt. Like there's conflicting messages in different pieces of the pie. So what I typically do, I have a one-on-one practice, but I really think where the secret sauce is I do a 6-month mastermind. And it was everything that I could have needed over the past few years. I was like, how can I combine the one-on-one attention that not everybody can financially afford with the magic that happens in group? And I think until you've done group coaching or like a group program, you don't quite get it. That's really where it's at. Because what happens in those sessions is you show up and you start to hear your neighbor shine light on something that might have been your blind spot. You're like, I'm here to talk about marketing. And the gal next to you might be like, my marriage is imploding. And you're like, oh, I hadn't thought about it from that perspective. Like maybe I should be like leaning in a little bit to this conversation. So we do that. I bring, and then each month has a specific focus. Month one is always, we've got to start with you. I'm going to teach you how to do the model in depth. We're going to bring in some different pieces so that you can better know. I have a human design expert that I bring on just so that you can know like energetically how you best operate in the world. So you're not trying to like do the square peg round hole thing. So we, and then we have like a really beautiful community there. And then the other piece is that once you're in the mastermind, you also get a once a month deep dive session where it is one-on-one. If there's something that you are more comfortable sharing privately, or if we want to like get a little deeper in one area, or like maybe you're here for something really specific, like your business goals. That's actually how I got into business coaching. Because I had built both the brick and mortar and the online business, people just started saying like, what are your systems? How did you do that? So maybe during your deep dive, we are looking at like, how can we reverse engineer your numbers? What of the pieces is missing? And so 1 month is about identity. 1 month is about your health. 1 month is about your relationships. And actually, that's where I put a lot of, I put sexuality in there with your creative energy. It doesn't matter if you're partnered up or not. We do a month on your finances because that always, I think when you were like, what's the thing that you weren't expecting? I think for me, the biggest learning curve for me was money mindset. Because now that I am making money, much like to what you're saying, I thought it would make me feel secure. And it took a lot of work to, and you hear it all the time. I remember being in a business seminar years ago, and this guy goes, yeah, I had $200 million that I lost with poor business decisions. And I was like, who in their right mind loses $200 million? Like, you're set for life. You're the smartest person on the planet. And now I see that like, you know, as you expand your income, it doesn't just mean you expand your thought process on it. So we spend a lot of time on money mindset. And then we do a month on, the last month of the program is all around growth and contribution, on like finding ways that will give you that like meaningful pursuit in life. And that's what we do.
I just want to say, like, I was jotting down notes because I'm like, oh, that's so good. Oh, that's so good. Because the first thing that you said, you're like, you know, I don't have a niche. I'm a general life coach. And yeah. I just wanted to say, like, for our web designers, like, they all think, like, I have to have a niche to be successful. And I'm like, actually, no, you don't. Like you have this thing that you do that you're super skilled at that can apply across lots of different types of businesses that if you tell yourself that you have to have a niche and you don't know what it is, then your result is going to be that you don't have any clients.
Correct.
And so I'm in the same, I think that advice works for the people that it works for, and the niching advice isn't universal and isn't like a rule. So when you said that and you're like, I'm a general life coach, and then you started explaining all that, I'm like, no, you're like a holistic coach. Like you look at every single part of what's going on, because absolutely, like if you aren't in, and when I say in integrity, I don't mean like you're a liar or cheating or whatever, but like if you're not in integrity in all of the areas of your life, it's going to bleed over into like if you're like, oh, I'm going to ignore all this over here.
Yes.
And just focus on my business. That doesn't work because the stress of this is going to like suck the capacity out of you. You're going to like overwork to ignore that. You're going to burn out. You're going to think it's a problem with your business.
Yep.
When really it's like you just needed to have a conversation with your partner and clear this up.
Yeah.
And so I think like it's so important. Yeah. Go to sleep, take a nap, whatever it is. And I just think that that's so important. So when you're talking about like, I'm not going to just coach you on your business, and here's why, it makes so much sense that you're not just going to like niche down into this area. It's like, no, your niche is all of it, because if you want to have it all, you have to look at all of it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. The other thing that was really helpful for me to hear, so I can't take credit for this, was with the niche thing, like the cool thing is if you're new to your business, it will sort itself out. Like I had a coach one time say, do not worry about a niche until you make $100,000.
Yeah.
And even and at that point you can decide, but and like, and I imagine this is with the case with the clients that your people are taking on, like what will happen over time is they'll start to realize that their clients have trends. Like maybe they are only attracting service provider men in their 40s that have like a technical skill. And that just happens to be like their clientele. And so at that point, only after you've had a ton of those, then change your marketing. But until then, you don't know.
Yeah, exactly. So how, you know, just, I could talk about mindset stuff all day with you. What about your best mindset stuff around marketing? Because that is one of the big places that I see our listeners and our clients holding themselves back. They think that they don't want to be pushy or salesy, or they feel like an imposter when they talk about what they do, or all of these things. So what are some of your best, I guess, reframes around that?
Okay. So let's, because there's a couple different pieces in there. Do you feel like your people mostly say, I don't want to be salesy, or is it, I don't have anything to say? What is like the biggest pain point usually?
I would say the biggest pain point on the just like putting themselves out there, because that's like, it's a different stage of the process than like making an offer, right? Would be, I'm an imposter. What if I don't know everything? What if they ask me a question that I can't answer? Like, I'm a fraud.
Right. So I'll just touch on this one little piece first. What's so funny about being an entrepreneur, or especially in the online space, is that if you go to Thanksgiving dinner and you talk to Uncle Jim and he says, I go to my office from Monday to Friday, and then you say, well, like, can you meet up at 2 p.m. on a Thursday? He's like, no, I'm at work. And I think that when we, if we are online in our business, our job is to sell. Flip our open sign on in the window. And so we're just not selling enough. So I like to say to people, like, no one would, if you were doing this in an office, people wouldn't questioning why you're selling.
And yeah, if you were or a store.
Yeah. I mean, how often you go to like, I don't know, networking events, or you meet people through friend groups and they're like, I'm in software sales. And you're like, okay, I don't know what that means. Like whatever the thing is, and nobody questions it. But when we put out a product ourselves, it's like, oh my gosh, like why is she selling something? So for one, I really try to have blinders about whatever social platform I'm using. And I don't think you need to be on all of them. I think pick one and go all in, whether it's Instagram or LinkedIn or any of the things. You put your blinders on and this is your storefront. And if friends, family are like, gosh, she sure is posting a lot. You're right. It's my business. It's my business. So there's that, like in terms of the being seen. But in the imposter syndrome, I think you just have to get really used to putting out B minus, C plus work. And what you're never going to make the algorithm happy. You're never going to, like, if people are reaching out to you and they have a question that you don't know, the beautiful thing is we live in a really incredible time where you can Google it. They can reach out to you if they're getting supported by you, that there will be an answer. People have no problem saying, let me get back to you on that. Or, you know, there's so many like lovely ways you can handle that conversation. And then I would say if it's deeper than that, if strategy isn't working, then there's probably something somatic going on. On the subconscious level, all of our inner workings, and even if you had the most beautiful childhood ever, so this isn't like, oh my gosh, my parents suck. Even if you had the most beautiful childhood ever, from ages 0 to 7, the whole purpose of our brain development is to just start assigning meaning to things. So it's like the first time you've ever seen dishes being washed. It's the first time you've ever. So, and like children's minds, the way that they work are very black and white in thinking. They don't understand gray. So it's just like assign meaning, move on. And then by the age of 7, 14, the latest, now it's like, okay, we've got that part settled. That's going to run the show. Now we get to go do life. The bummer is you don't want 6-year-old Lauren or Shannon running your business. You want her to be like, you do want, like, you know, if we're talking like inner child work or whatnot, like, of course, that's like the creativity, that's the heart, that's the soul of who we've become throughout the years. But like, if someone told her on the playground, simple and innocent enough, we're not even talking about big T, big trauma, simple enough, someone made fun of her for her science fair project, that's the stuff that won't go. That's the stuff that's why you won't put yourself out there at age 37 or whatever it is. So at that point, what I do with clients is we go in and we like find that block in the body and the subconscious and we clear it.
That is fascinating.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely fascinating because, yeah, like mindset stuff can take you far. But if you find yourself repeating the same mm-hmm. mind trash makeover, as we call it here, over and over and over again, and not breaking through, what you said makes so much sense, that there is something deeper going on there that needs to be uncovered and addressed and healed so that you can make that shift.
Yeah. And what I like to share with people about that process, which I found in my own personal journey, is good news and bad news. The good news is it's not as traumatic as you think it's going to be. People are like, what kind of deep, dark secrets am I? Like, the good news is like the clearing of it and the dealing with it is usually done within a matter of minutes. The bad news is because it's your stuff, we've all got our stuff, it's most likely going to come up again. Because the universe, like I think, you know, if we look at energetics, whether you want to call it the universe or God or source energy, the whole purpose of us being here is to return back to our whole and worthy selves. So it's not that God is punishing you, the universe is punishing you. It's that you are being presented with tests along the way, lessons. We're here at Earth School with lessons along the way. And sometimes it takes a couple rounds to get the test right. And that's okay. While we're here, we might as well figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, I always personally find those moments like revelatory and relieving.
Yeah.
Instead of like, oh my gosh, I'm like so broken. I'm like, oh, that's why I do what I do. And it just feels like there is a sense of relief in terms of it just makes so much sense, because there's a lot of frustration before that where you're like, why do I keep doing the same thing over and over, even when I want to do something different? Like, I know I want to do something different. I'm committed to it. And yet here I am repeating the same thing again.
Yeah. Yeah. And if it's something that like you really are, that your people are coming up against, this is where like I am an advocate for, you've got to bring in like a supporting party of some kind.
Yeah. I mean, because we'll coach you in the Web Designer Academy on strategy. We'll even coach you on your mindset around a lot of the things that come up when you implement strategy. But if you come to me with a relationship problem that is impacting your ability to implement strategy, that's where I'm like, I don't have the resources to support you in that. And, you know, And it is very holistic. Business isn't just business.
Right.
It's all of it. And so You can't just look at one piece of it and not look at the rest, like what you were sharing. Oh, I could talk to you forever about this, I'm so glad we met. I have just one more question for you that I ask everyone that comes on the show. And that is, what belief about yourself did you have to change to get where you are today?
Oh, dang. You know, I hate speaking on podcasts where they don't give you this question ahead of time.
Okay, everyone takes a minute for this one. So take your time.
I think that the first, an intuitive ping that just came to me was that I am not enough. I am not enough. That one was the biggest one. And I think this goes back to what you were saying with your people experiencing imposter syndrome, that I guarantee you what you have to offer. And the biggest, I think what I had to change was people aren't coming to me personally on how to coach you to get to be an eight-figure earner. So I think so often we see these coaches and these course creators and these service providers that are extremely, extremely successful. And we think, well, I'm not like them. But your clients, that is so, they're not trying to be an eight-figure earner. They're trying to break six figures. They're trying to pay their electric bill at the end of the month, whatever the thing is. Even if you are literally, you know, there was like in the beginning stages of my coaching, most of my clients made a heck ton more money than me. But what I had was emotional mastery. So I think that whatever the piece is that you're offering, like for me, I could probably scrape by on Squarespace, but it would do me a heck of a lot of good to hire a web designer. Like I have no idea what I'm doing really. And so know that you have the unique gifts that even if it's just one step further than your client, it still counts. You don't have to be 10 steps further than them. You just have to be one step ahead of them and then turn around and be like, okay, we're heading this way out of the tunnel. We're heading towards the light.
Oh, that is so good. So, so good. So can you tell everyone, where can they go to connect with you, learn more about your group program, all of the things?
Yeah. My website is lauren-page.com. On Instagram, I'm laurenpage.says. So all of like the links and fun stuff are there. I've got some freebies that you can definitely take advantage of. And then as far as spots being available in the mastermind, just shoot me a DM. I'm super accessible. Like just shoot me a DM and be like, what's that mastermind thing that you talked about on the program? And we'll see when I can get you into that.
Amazing. So I will link all of that up in the show notes for everyone. So definitely go check that out because your whole life is part of your business success. And looking at all of it is so, so important. So thank you so much for being here. It was such a pleasure meeting you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
This podcast is part of the Sound Advice FM network. Sound Advice FM, women's voices amplified.